The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover, and the chief priest and the scribes sought how they might put him to death, but they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, being one of the 12. And he went off and conversed with the chief priests and leaders about how he could deliver him to them. So they were glad and promised to give him money. And he agreed to it, and to look for an opportunity to deliver him to them in the absence of the multitude. And the day of unleavened bread came, on which the Passover must be sacrificed. So he, Jesus, sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare the Passover for us, so that we can eat it. And they said to him, Where do you want us to prepare it? And he said to them, Look, when you are entering into the city, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him to the house where he goes, and say to the owner of the house, The teacher says to you, Where is the dining room where I will eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large furnished upper room. Prepare it there. So they went and found everything as he had said to them. So they prepared the Passover. And when the hour had come, he sat down to eat along with the 12 sent ones. And he said to them, With intense desire I have set my heart to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not eat it again until the reality which it symbolizes is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And having accepted the cup and given thanks, he said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, from here on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes on earth. And he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. As you do this, be remembering me. And in the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, even that which is poured out for you. Furthermore, look, the hand of the one who is betraying me is with me at the table. For on one hand, the Son of Man is departing, as it has been determined. But on the other hand, woe to that man through whom he is betrayed. And they began to question among themselves about which of them it was who was about to do this thing. And there arose also a contention among them about which of them was judged to be the greatest. So he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles have dominion over them, and those exercising authority over them are called benefactors. Start Dyer Commentary. A benefactor is someone who does something for your benefit. Here Jesus teaches us that even when it seems beneficial for one believer to exercise authority over another believer, it is prohibited. End Dyer Commentary. But you may not do so. Instead, he who is great among you, let him become as a newborn child, and he who is an outstanding example in the spiritual life, let him be as a servant. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or the one who serves him? Isn't it the one who sits at the table? But I am among you as the one serving. But you are those who have stayed with me through my tests. Consequently, I am appointing a place for you in the kingdom which my Father has arranged for me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, look, Satan has demanded to be permitted to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you so that your faith doesn't fail. And once you have returned from this test, strengthen your brethren. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go even to prison and to death with you. But he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day before you deny that you know me three times. And he said to them, When I sent you out without a wallet, provision bag, and shoes, did you lack anything? And they said, Nothing. And he said to them, But now he who has a wallet, let him take it, and likewise a provision bag. And he who doesn't have a sword should sell his cloak and buy one. For I say to you that this which has been written must be fulfilled by me, that is, and he was numbered with the transgressors. For that which concerns me will have its fulfillment. And they said, Lord, look, here are two swords. And he said to them, It is enough. And leaving there, he went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said to them, Pray, so that you don't enter into a trial of temptation. Then he drew away from them about as far as you can throw a stone. And he kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And an angel from heaven appeared with him, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. And when he rose up from his prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from their distress, and said to them, Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray so that you don't enter into a trial of temptation. While he still spoke, a crowd showed up, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. And he drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? And when those who were around him saw what was happening, they said, Lord, should we strike them with the sword? And a certain one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, Permit even this, and he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, leaders of the temple, and elders who had come against him, Have you come here, as if against a robber with swords and wooden clubs? When I was daily with you in the temple, you didn't stretch out your hands against me. But this is your time, and the time of the power of the darkness. Then they seized him, led him away, and brought him to the high priest's house. But Peter followed from a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard, and had sat down together, Peter sat there among them. And a certain maidservant, seeing him sitting in the light of the fire, and looking intently at him, said, This man also was with him. But he denied it, saying, Woman, I have never seen him before. And after a little while, someone else saw him and said, You also are one of them. But Peter said, See here, you, I am not. And after about 1 hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, It is true, this man was also with him, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, Man, I don't know what you are talking about. And immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord that he had said to him, Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And having gone outside, Peter wept bitterly. And the men who had held Jesus mocked him and beat him with a whip. Then they blindfolded him, struck him in the face, and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is the one who struck you? And they reviled him in many other ways. And when daylight came, the council of the elders of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they took him into their council meeting, saying, If you are the anointed one, tell us. But he said to them, If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question you, you will not answer me or release me. But from this time onward, the Son of Man will be seated in the place of honor and authority of God. Then they all said, Are you then the Son of God? And he said to them, You all say it, for I am. And they said, What further need do we have for witness? For we ourselves have heard it from his own mouth. This is the end of Luke chapter 22.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.